This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Greg from the DBCC, and I'm here with Eddie Cochran. I am going to ask you a few questions to help you get an insight on how to got such great results, okay? So, Eddie, please introduce yourself, and how long have you been at the DBCC?
My name's Eddie Cochran, and I've been at the DBCC for about 2-3 weeks now.
Okay, good. And since you've been here, which isn't that long, but what difficulties have you found, as I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who have are in a similar position as you were?
The biggest thing is obviously is green vegetables for me. I'm not a great fan of many green vegetables. Also getting healthy meats as well. I do tend to try and stick to good meats, chickens and things like that, but sometimes I do like processed stuff and parma hams, things like that. But
sure.
I don't eat a massive amount of them. It's only for snacks during the day, so
okay.
They don't make up my main meal, but they're the most difficulties really food-wise.
Okay. And so before you joined the DCC, what were the struggles you faced then?
Well, I just had no willpower really, and I'd try going to the gym for a few weeks. Didn't really know what I was doing, so I'd just end up running a little bit, working on bikes and then pulling the odd weights, but I didn't really know what I was doing.
Okay.
No one really taught me through anything.
Sure.
I'm not a great fan of gyms because they're very boring and I don't switch off very easily, so I just decided, I'd go for a few weeks, good intentions, and then it just die away.
So is that something that happened like maybe a few times?
Yeah, quite 3 or 4 times I've been to gyms and paid the subscriptions and for a year and ended up only going for a few weeks and then wasting the money really.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably the case with a lot of people. So have you used before exercise and nutrition, or was it mainly just the exercise you did?
I've tried just staying off sugary things or sweet things, and my trouble is I don't have a really sweet tooth, and because you don't have the willpower when you go in, you end up not carrying it through. So again, for a few weeks I'd be good, and then I'd fall off the wagon and then I just
okay. And was there any specific diets you ever did, or was it just cutting out some
just trying to cut out things?
Okay, so now you're at the DBCC, what does your lifestyle look like now?
It's transformed, actually, funny enough. If I'm honest with you, it's I'm more motivated to do things. It's taught me, obviously, especially with the food wise, to become more prepared at night. It's something I never used to do.
So I'm
a little bit more active in that regard. I'm also keen to get things done and more motivated in general for things
with
that I want.
With everything.
And also here, I'm finding for the first time in any regime, I want to come. I'm looking forward to it and I really want to do it.
So
it's benefited me that regard.
Very good. You've briefly touched on it, but how has the DBCC helped you overall? So, other than the nutrition and the weight loss and stuff, how has that benefited your the rest of your life?
Well, I like it because you get almost one-to-one attention. So you're in a small group and you're pushed. If I was on my own, I'd probably quit halfway through an exercise regime because I'd be fatigued. But you're motivated to keep going, so you push yourself out a little bit more. And so outside as well, you think sometimes, I can't be bothered to do that. Actually, you push yourself to do it, and it benefits you that way. So I found quite good transformations in my own personal life, doing things that sometimes I couldn't previously be bothered to do.
Okay, so any final words for Eddie, or any specific tips you have for anyone?
You've got to do it, really. I try and recommend it to a lot of people. They've got to, your mind can make you do things as well. You push yourself to do it. And especially with someone like me who absolutely hates bear crawls.
Yeah.
But you push yourself to do it and it's all right.
Good. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Eddie. I hope you found this helpful. If anyone has any questions, please comment below and we'll get back to you. This is Greg from DBCC Northampton. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.